This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How you doing, Daddy?
I'm coming around.
Glad to have you. We're glad to have you as well. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we would also like to tell you that among our guest today, I think maybe the only guest today, we've been so absolutely jam-packed, and it's a pleasurable experience to have that going on, all the great guests that we've had. But today, Kansas State baseball coach Brad Hill will join us as Big 12 conference play opens up. Nebraska at Kansas State this weekend. We'll talk about that. Then the Huskers are home next week. Arkansas comes in. Had some folks already asking me about that here the last couple of days. Yes, Arkansas, Dave Van Horn at Nebraska coming up next week. And those games are on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Arkansas coming in 1:05 go time. Both days, Nebraska and Arkansas.
Douglas, a rash of upsets going on. I think that's what you call it. It seems to be moving across the nation.
Feral hog.
Harlan County.
Yeah, I got some pigs. Go ahead, though, because this actually is going to play out well.
Well, how does a team like Colorado State come in 0-0? Whatever they are in their conference, I believe.
16.
0-16 in the conference, and they knock off a top 20 team.
Now, if I saw it right, the men and women.
That would have been a great money line parlay, by the way.
And by the way, Jesse Carr, rethink. If you're going to an 0-16 conference team, what in the are you thinking? Anywho's, Colorado State men and women, both the 9 seed in their conference tournament and win yesterday. Now, the men just dropped off a Wyoming in a 8-9 game, but the women knocking off the number one team in the conference in Utah. Here's what I wanted to bring up, and it's amazing that we're even in the same book for once. But the NCAA, well, the analysts are all talking about, and you think that we should weigh the regular season more heavily. Okay, here's the way we do that. We stop playing these meaningless opening round games, whatever they are. And I will even give you an 8-9. I guess if you want an 8-9, if you got a 16-team conference and you want an 8-9, fine. That could be the reward for the number one team, is that the 8-9 had to play an extra game. But stop playing the 5-12, 6-11, 7-10 games. And there are two reasons for this. Find me any of those teams that have ever won the conference tournament, and I'm sure there might be one or two out there. But percentage-wise...
I would doubt that.
Percentage-wise, show me that this is a good idea, because all it does is it takes away the validity of the games. And I'll start with the Nebraska women, and whatever you want to say, crying towel, fine, if that's what. But you know what? Kansas got beat by 20 points last night. It didn't do Nebraska or Kansas any good, or the conference any good, for Kansas to win. It didn't do Missouri, Oklahoma, or the conference any good for Missouri to upset Oklahoma in overtime. You had your one glory game. It's your tournament game. That's what your coach is saying. We aren't going to the postseason. Make this your tournament game. And in the big picture, all you're doing is ruining your conference's chances and the overall good of the NCAA tournament's validity and strength by having these games. You are making them play an extra game. You are seeing some upsets that take away the power and strength and RPI. There is nothing good. There is absolutely nothing good about a 5-12 game. West Virginia Providence, Big East men yesterday, down to the wire. West Virginia wins it. They are the 5 seed. But today, they have to play again against the 4 seed, and there is no reason. There is no reason to go through 40 minutes against a team that all they have to do, the only thing that they are playing for is to upset you. They are not playing to win the tournament. They are playing to upset you. Get rid of these games. You stunk in the regular season. You should not be rewarded by going to the conference tournament. The Big East did this for a little while. They left the four bottom teams out, but now everybody's in. It is absolutely asinine. If you want to fix it, start there.
Your proposal would be to have an 8-9 matchup to get into the tournament?
If you want. I mean, you don't have to have that. But again, how great is that idea, by the way? That is the greatest idea I've had in a long, long time. I am proud of myself for that idea, and I think that the national media should pick up on it.
Well, Iowa State did the same thing to Kansas State.
They were the 8. They were the 8. That's legit. Okay. That's okay. Legit. I mean, it's going to happen. But let's face it, Iowa State, the thing that's bad about that, Daddy, Iowa State may have played themselves into the tournament, and Nebraska might be the team that takes the heat for that. Texas wins. They've played themselves into the tournament. Texas winning yesterday and Iowa State winning yesterday, and we're talking about the women now as we're talking both women and men here. That hurts Nebraska. Although a lot of people still believe 8 Big 12 teams get in, that can't help. Nebraska's 6, Oklahoma, or Texas is 7. Oklahoma got beat. They were 5. Iowa State's 8. You know what jumbles up that 5 through 8, although Oklahoma being a rated team is in. But even, I mean, it doesn't help Nebraska. Although we're still talking to 7 and 8. I'm talking about 10, 11, 12. You don't deserve to play in the conference tournament. Your season is over. If that's what you want to do, all these people that are complaining about Cinderella stories, these true Cinderella teams aren't 9, 10, 11, 12 seeds in their conference tournament. They're 2, 3, 4. You know, they're legitimate teams. But don't let play an extra game.
You want to go back to probably the biggest Cinderella as of late, George Mason in the men's tournament. They were the one seed in their coming out of their conference. I mean, you want to Cinderella it up. Yeah, it's a one or two seed coming from those conferences. I mean, I don't think San Diego or St. Mary's, you know, or even Gonzaga probably going to advance a long ways in the tournament this year.
Well, that's a different issue, but...
But I'm saying those guys are up there 1, 2, and
you
three
You hate
seeds.
Mid-majors, so that's fine. You hate mid-majors. Your ideas, your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, poll question up this week, the Prairie Hills poll in one question. Who do you think is the best men's college basketball team going into this week? And you know what? I'm a little surprised. I'm a lot surprised. No one's voting for UCLA. We have North Carolina, Memphis, UCLA, Tennessee, Kansas, and other up there. And it's a two-horse race right now between Kansas and North Carolina. Even Memphis is getting more votes than UCLA. Log on and vote today, ESPNSuperstation.com, on the Prairie Hills poll in one question. Who is the best men's basketball team in the country? I would click Kansas.
I would click UCLA.
Although North Carolina, I've been hearing some good points that... You know, when they finally get 100% healthy, they are going to be very tough to beat. Wow. And get to play at home, you know, 8 miles from home. You know what? If you can't let Creighton play in the Quest Center, I know it's a moot point now, but if Creighton can't play in the Quest Center, don't be a hypocrite and say that, well, North Carolina can play on Duke's campus or wherever the heck they're playing, Greensboro, within 10 miles. I mean, that's just, come on. What are you taking for, idiots?
Well, yeah, and if they get that number one overall seed, I think somebody said they will not have to leave, a 50-mile radius or something?
Oh,
I mean, it'll just
that's not
advance
fair.
Right on down the road.
Not fair. Not fair. Also, log on while you're on the website. Get signed up today for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Go to the ESPN banner.
Right ESPNSuperstation.com.
ESPNSuperstation.com. You can click on the link there. It's going to take you to the page. You want to get in the Doug and Daddy group. Doug and Daddy group. Doug. Space and space daddy. Once you get to Doug, it pretty much is going to pull up Doug and Daddy. And the password this year, I think you'll like this, Daddy. The password, winner.
Oh.
Winner. W-I-N-N-E-R. Winner.
It's not a secret, people.
Winner.
Winner.
John Lavinka, the winner last year. Can he repeat? Will he be scared? We want you on. You can start filling it out as soon as the brackets come up. Daddy and I. We'll give you our selections on Wednesday, and that is coming up all next week. But, Gil, we had, good God, 300 plus.
368, I believe.
368 plus entries last year. I'm expecting we're going to get more. Everybody's eligible. I don't care if you're two. Of course, you can. It's all the rules of the main ESPN. We're just in the Doug and Daddy group. We're going to have a lot of great prizes. And already Hogan's, Golf USA, and a few other folks are on board. So we want to let you know about that.
And once you go to that, you may have to sign up on ESPN. You will have to sign up on ESPN, too. So don't wait till the last minute and get up on Thursday morning and go, well, I've got 3 minutes, and I'm going to click, click, click. No, just calm down.
Why?
Because it takes just a little bit longer than that.
10 minutes?
Yeah, and ESPN doesn't send you a bunch of email. Don't fret about that. And I know people out there going, I got so much crap coming in. I don't want any more. They don't do that. The only reason that they do it as well is if you would be one of the ones to get extremely hot and get to the upper echelon, they give away a lot of great prizes on the ESPN as well.
Well, and another thing, Daddy, I mean, let's face it. You have to sign up to be an ESPN super fan to be eligible for a prize. All that is name, how we can get a hold of you when you win. That's all that is, folks. So two things to get eligible for Doug and Daddy's Tournament Challenge. You go to ESPNSuperStation.com. First, if you haven't already, you sign up to be an ESPN super fan. Derek will probably do that for us here and just sign himself up to be a super fan because that's how easy it is. He's done already. That's what he did. He went clickety-click, click-click-click, and he's already a super fan. And then when that gets done, click on Tournament Challenge. It's Doug and Daddy is the group name. The password is winner, and you go ahead and get signed up, and maybe you will be the winner as well. Fill one out for you. Fill one out for your sister, your wife, your nephew, your cousin, your kids. I think you can fill out 5 again this year.
Is it 5?
Yeah. 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. I've got a really weird email here on the Dent Popper inbox. An email on the Dent Popper inbox. There's no words. It's just a hand. It's just a hand. In fact, it's only got one finger. It's a hand with one finger.
Letting us know we're number one.
Says feel that, Danny Woodhead.
Oh!
4.33. Are you kidding me? And, of course, Sean Callahan in town last night. Thank God he's gone. But all the handhelds, 4.33 to 4.38 in the 40. According to his agent, he also registered a 38.5-inch vertical jump, a pro agility time of 4.03. His 40 time would put him in the top 5 for all running backs at last month's NFL Combine in an event Woodhead was not invited to. But Woodhead saying afterwards to the media that was on hand, that wasn't a crush to me, to be honest. I haven't been invited to a lot of things my whole life. I was happy with how I did. His agent saying, I think an NFL team will give him a shot. I can't imagine a scenario where an NFL team doesn't want Danny because he's 5'7 and a quarter, 197 pounds. He's even dropped a little weight from his playing as a senior at Shadron State. It's all a height issue with Danny Woodhead. And talking with Sean Callahan yesterday, the whole draft, non-draft issue becomes this point. If you're going to be drafted in the 6th and 7th round and the cash ain't that good and it really doesn't matter, all you're talking about then is being drafted, because if you go as a free agent that you select out of the guys that want you, then you get a little say in where you're going. Somebody might just draft you on a whim, and they're not going to use you anyway, and that really hamstrings you and kills your chances. So being a seventh-round pick or being a free agent, and Richie Ross was one of those kids. You know, he told us time and time again things worked out probably better because he went as a free agent and went ahead and made a team.
Yeah, and, you know, as a free agent, you know, you're still out there, people bidding on you. You know, I think Richie got $20,000 or something to go when he finally did pick the Houston Texans. And, you know, there's other teams out there say, well, we'll give you 10, and, you know, just go up the list. And maybe you'd rather play closer to home. Maybe Kansas City or Denver would be an option. But 4.33, the people that had the 4.33, that would have been the second fastest time. Now, some of them had 4.35, some of them had 4.38, but the 4.33 would have been the second overall fastest time of any running back.
Have you ever, and I'm not making fun, in high school, gym class, football practice, whatever, have you ever been timed in a 40?
I have not. That was not a, I think that in the last about 10 years is when this has come to the forefront, hasn't it?
If we went out and ran a 40 today, would we be done by the end of the show?
I got timed in a 40 in high school, my senior year, ran a 4.8. How do you like that? I got some teams looking at me, you know.
Was that in Germany?
Yeah.
Was that on Metric Watch?
ESPN.
Those different.
Derek's going to be running on ESPN Deportes over here pretty soon. Derek, that's then. Arvalana Gola!
Michelle LaFontaine was filmed. Was
yeah,
taping
she
you.
Was. She was on this morning. I saw her.
That'll wake you up. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Want to get your thoughts on what kind of the topic we started off with. Daddy, your thought. Do I have a valid point on this? Why do you play tournament games with anybody above a 9 seed? If you want to play the 8-9, fine, but basically there should be quarterfinals, however many teams are in, quarterfinals, semifinals, finals. If for some reason you're playing in a conference that doesn't have 8 teams, well then, albeit. But there's no need for 6-11, 5-12, 4-13, you know, 2-15 games. There are no need for that in the conference tournament. Obviously, you have those in the NCAA because you got 64 teams. I just wondering your thoughts. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Well, obviously, you could look at it the other way, Doug, and say, well, it's a reward for those top four teams to sit back there and make everybody else play that extra game.
But it's not, Daddy, because you're hurting yourself. When Kansas advanced on a state of Nebraska in the women's tournament, that didn't help Oklahoma State's RPI. Now, obviously, you got to think pretty much of all the major conferences, the top four seeds are in the tournament already. But it doesn't help them. It doesn't help them at all.
Correct. And I don't think any of those bottom-tier teams, obviously, have an opportunity to win in the end. Now, you're right. That first, when they get a chance to step back, study the film, dissect the film, and play that team one time, the let's win one for the Gipper speech comes out of the coach, and you go on and you try and beat that team that you initially set your sights on. You get amped up, and you're right. I think the speeches that they get all week long is, this is our tournament game. And it is kind of crap to knock out a tournament team. You're really hurting your conference, what you're doing. I think you're right on that.
Daddy, I am going to read this on the air. Number two fan has just rolled out of bed this morning, so obviously he hasn't picked up on the whole conversation. He wants to know, number two fan from the Dent Popper inbox, are you kidding me on women's basketball? Nobody that listens cares. Dykes, tune in, Metal Rock. Number two fan.
What?
See, number two, it's just a point of reference. We're talking all basketball, so go back in your cave.
Wow.
What?
See,
some anger this morning.
I guess. When I listen to the big boys, I know that's an okay email to read. It doesn't even scratch the surface. We're going to take a break. Brad Hill, Kansas State baseball coach, is coming up. Plus, talk about tonight's start of the Big 12 Conference men's basketball tournament. All that and more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained. And how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Daddy Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Boys and Girls State High School basketball tournaments have come to a close. If you missed any of the action or want to hear it again, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Into the fourth court, Raymond has got it. Now to Spittler, cranks up an off-balance three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Gendrich. Long pass down to four to Minky. His shot is up there, blocked down.
From St. Cecilia's state championship to all six Boys and Girls state championship games, you can catch it on the podcast. Simply go to ESPNSuperstation.com and enjoy the moment again.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm continues their homestand against Sioux Falls Friday night at 7:05, then a Saturday matinee against Des Moines at 3:05. The UNK women's basketball team will take on Fort Lewis Friday at 8 o'clock in the opening round of the NCAA tournament in Vermilion, South Dakota, while the Hastings College women's basketball team will play Thursday at 2:15 against King College of Tennessee in the NAIA National Tournament. The Nebraska men's basketball team will open Big 12 play Thursday night against Missouri. Tip off at 6 o'clock. The game is shown on ESPN+. In wrestling, UNK is at the Division II Championships this weekend in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Nebraska is at the NCAA Championships next week in St. Louis. In baseball, Hastings will be headed to Oklahoma for a six-game series beginning Saturday. For the University of Nebraska at Kearney, they will host Colorado School of Mines Friday through Sunday. And Nebraska will open Big 12 play at Kansas State on Friday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 63. West winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of rain showers late, down to the mid-30s for a low with a light east wind up to 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This weekend, the Big 12 Conference baseball season gets underway, Daddy, and the Huskers actually going to go on the road this season. And you know how much momentum always is a part. The Huskers have the momentum right now. Their first-round opponent or opening opponent is Kansas State. And actually, the Cats are coming in with a little momentum after kind of a rocky start.
Well, anytime you get a win over a Pac-10 opponent like Washington State, and they were able to do that handily, Washington State kind of making a trip through the Midwest. Washington State's a team of 10-3, I believe, after that ball game. So, relatively really good baseball team. And Kansas State's able to knock them off, get a little momentum their own way. And Coach Hill joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show right now. Coach, thanks so much for the time and a welcome again.
No problem, guys. Appreciate it.
Coach, still, can we call you in this program in the infancy of what you want to do? 4 years now in the books. Are you kind of getting to where you want to be?
Well, you'd asked me that a couple of months ago, I might have a different answer for you. But, we're getting close. I think I can't gauge it right now on how we're playing. I think we're all disappointed in how we're playing right now and the kind of start that we've gotten off to. I think it was highly unexpected, to be honest with you. I think we all expect a little different start and if nothing else, at least how we're playing. And, again, I think everything is in order. I think the right players are here. We have the right coaches here. I think everything's in place. We just need to start playing some better baseball.
Coach, talk a little bit about the inception of February 1st being the first day that the teams could get together this year. And everybody pretty much got 12 or 13 games in the books. And what does that do for your program?
Well, I sure wish we had about 8 more games like normal. I think, again, I just hate to see a conference opponent coming up, and we have basically 12 games in the books. I'm not sure, obviously Nebraska's playing very well, and they're probably ready to start playing conference. We're not. We're not ready for that. Sure would like to, again, we lost 2 games out in California to rain, and then obviously, again, it seems like we're starting earlier with the Big 12. Our bye week's the following week, which makes no sense to me, but so anyway, you take that into account, you're probably talking at least 8 more games under our belt before we would have started conference, but that's not the way it is, so we're going to have to line up and make the best of it right now, and hopefully maybe based off of last night and a couple of, I thought a couple of gritty performances over the weekend against a pretty scrappy Lemoyne team, maybe we have a little momentum going in.
Brad Hill, the head baseball coach at Kansas State, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, kind of just to finish up the thought of that start time is even for everybody. Let's face it, you guys are still working year-round and going through your warm-ups. I mean, you guys are probably ready to go earlier anyway, weren't you?
Well, we were ready to play. I mean, obviously, going from inside to outside, this has been a rough winter for the Midwest and up north. And I know, Coach Anderson went through the same stuff. And I thought we were a little bit farther ahead than what we were, but for some reason we went out to California. We looked like a northern team that hadn't been outside yet, which really surprised me, particularly with the experience that we have back. But everybody's on the same footing. And you may be seeing some of that as you look throughout the country right now. You're seeing some people get beat midweek against some teams that you wouldn't normally see. And again, I think that's just going to come down to the fact people are going to have to stretch out their pitching staffs a little bit more, which that also creates more parity throughout the college game.
Coach, you mentioned the experience you guys have returning. 7 starters returned from a year ago. Is that the pretty much the lone reason that leaves you scratching your head about this team right now?
Yeah, it really does. And again, that was probably the frustration part of it a little bit is the fact that we really played like we were a lot of newcomers out there, and and stepping foot on the college field for the first time. And that again was kind of disappointing for me to see the leadership at the top allow that to happen. But again, I guess the leadership always the finger points at the head guy, and that's me for probably not having better prepared and ready to maybe accept some new challenges this year. You know, there's more expectations on our program this year than there ever has been. I mean, you start talking about people talking about regionals around here. I'm like, wait a second, it's been 100 years of baseball. There's never been a regional here. So, but yet there's some people talking about that in these parts. And I think that's something new that these guys are trying to deal with a little bit, is that there are expectations on them for maybe the first time here to do something that's never been done. And I'll be honest with you, we haven't handled that very well yet. But again, I still think the best is yet to come. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. And hopefully maybe these last two or three games is maybe we'll start to turn a corner here just a little bit, even though I know Nebraska's not getting up very many runs, so that's going to make it tough on us.
Well, and that seems to be where you're struggling, too, for the folks out there at K-State, just 242 at the plate, but your pitching hasn't been all that bad.
Pitching's been okay. You know, I think you're always going to point to the two guys that have been the mainstays for us, and that's Brad Hutt and Daniel Edwards. You know, I mean, you sure would like to see Friday night Brad Hutt go 7, Daniel Edwards 2, and we get a win. But I'm not sure how it's going to be drawn up. But those have been the two most consistent guys. And I still think the verdict's still out on two or three other kids that have thrown well so far but haven't proven it in Big 12 play. And then other than that, our freshmen have actually been the most consistent guys coming out of the bullpen. We've had two freshmen just go out there and do what's asked of them and not try to overdo or overanalyze anything, and they've had great success. So, again, I think in all areas, our defense is average at best. If it's not below average right now, hitting is not good right now, and pitching is maybe just a little above average. So, again, we have a lot of room for improvement and in all areas. So I guess that is the bright spot, is we can definitely be a lot better.
Brad Hill, Kansas State Wildcat baseball coach, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you're this relatively young into the season, is it still, when you look at Nebraska as far as scouting teams right now, are you pretty much still worried about the Kansas State Wildcats and what you guys do and what you control and not what's coming in?
Yeah, we've tried to even actually talk about that a lot more the last five or six games, and yeah, you want to at least have an idea what some team tendencies are, but right now, I mean, let's go worry about how we're playing and try to establish what we're trying to do and quit worrying about, you know, who's on the other team and what this pitcher throws, and let's just, you know, try to again establish a style of play that gets us back into a comfort zone. You can just see how uncomfortable we are when you sit there and you see a Byron Wiley that's hitting 100 right now. It's just, you scratch your head, and we have, you know, four or five really good hitters that I'm just, you know, we're waiting for them to break out. When they do, it's going to happen. I mean, those kids are working too hard. Coach Burrell's a very good hitting coach, and we saw it in the fall. In the fall, I thought the least of our worries was going to be scoring runs.
Coach, you were picked 7th. Nebraska was picked 6th in the preseason Big 12. Somebody always comes out of, I guess, what you would decide would be the second half of that poll. This is kind of a big series right out of the gate. I mean, if you were playing Texas, maybe there wouldn't be near the pressure as trying to get out of the gate with a good start here, would there?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, the polls are kind of, you know, sitting there, and obviously they don't mean a whole lot. You need to go win series, and particularly at home. You know, something we have not been very good at is winning series at home, and if we could win series at home, we'd be a lot different too. So that's been kind of a goal of ours too, to try to be better at home and not lose a series at home. You need to win your series at home and go fight your rear ends off on the road. And that's an area we have to get better at. But yeah, I mean, it's a big series out of the gate. But, you know, as we saw last year, consistency too. You know, the one thing that we haven't been able to avoid until last year was we'd always been swept to at least twice every year. Boy, that puts you in a big hole. And last year, again, we just said we're not going to get swept, and actually upheld that all the way until the end, until we went down to Baylor. And then unfortunately, down to Baylor, we did get swept. But that put us at least in a much better position to have some things go right for us, have some success. And so, again, I think consistency and not, again, put too much stock into having a 1-for-2 weekend, knowing that again you may have to fight a lot harder coming back. But at the same time, this is a long 27 games is a long time, and I've seen teams before. I mean, I've seen teams start out 2-6 and come back and win 17, 18, 19 games and be in pretty good shape.
Well, Coach, as basketball season wraps up, how excited are you to get Michael Beasley and Mr. Walker out for your squad?
Yeah, how about that? I'm just trying to get autographed jerseys right now. So. Trying to figure out how I'm going to pull that one off before they get out of here. So, but, yeah, that was another kind of unfortunate thing for us. I mean, Nebraska, usually a really nice draw for us, and we're going head-to-head with our doggone basketball team, which obviously we want them and wish them much success, but same time, it's kind of unfortunate for us that Nebraska, like I said, is usually a nice draw for us here. But, this basketball team is pretty special. I'm going to do something special for Kansas State that hasn't been done in a long time for the university. So, people are going to go up there and support that, and that's great.
Brad Hill, head baseball coach at Kansas State. They're welcoming in Nebraska for a 3-game series to start the Big 12 this weekend. Coach, we wish you the best of luck in your final 8 Big 12 series of the year.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
Brad Hill, thanks so much. The head baseball coach at Kansas State, that 3-game series going on this weekend. And then, as he said, they have their bye week, which, of course, is... Let me see. Now there's 10 teams in the Big 12, and so there should be 5 series every week. But that's okay. I mean, it gives you a chance to see some different competition. I you get a couple bye weeks in there. Although Nebraska didn't schedule anybody in their bye weeks this year.
Worth
a toot.
Well, yeah, Louisiana Lafayette is Nebraska's bye week, and that happens the first weekend in May.
Don't we have another one though?
No.
No. Huh.
Nope.
I'm not going to try and do math this morning. It would hurt too much. Hey, coming up also on the show today, Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network is going to join us to talk Big 12 basketball. He's coming up in the second half of the program, probably next segment here. We're going to be chatting with him. But, Daddy, overall, Nebraska baseball is 11-2. Your level of surprise at that?
Oh, I think you got to be astonished at this point, especially with the pitching. That was the big concern of everybody the Nebraska lost off the staff last year. If you'd have said that they're getting, offensively as well, I guess you're amazed at that, too, a little bit, because they're able to put up some runs at times. I don't think that anybody thought coming in that Nebraska, 11-2, I think a lot of people expected this team to be, two above 500 maybe, even playing the competition they're playing.
Well, I think that's one thing. The competition hasn't been that great. They haven't necessarily blown out a lot of people. They did thump the heck out of a UC, though, when they came in here. And outside of that first game where Johnny Dorn pitched a gem, and Stanford's actually played pretty good since they took 2 of 3 from us. But now the real deal begins. And the point when we were talking here with Coach Hill, Nebraska was picked 6th, Kansas State 7th. Somebody's going to come out of this series 2-1 or 3-0, and that's going to jumpstart your year. And the other team, it's going to be rough, especially for Kansas State. If they don't start well and then they don't play another Big 12 series for 2 weeks, and it's going to get tough.
Yeah, it certainly is, and this is a team Nebraska should be able to handle. And they're getting Kansas State at a great time, 242. That's the team batting average, 242 as they enter this series.
Hey, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox before we go to a break here. The Dent Popper is home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed, boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. Dent Popper, we go to the Dent Popper inbox, says from Dave in Kearney, since we're talking baseball, he wants to know how your ab roller sales are coming.
Well, we're popping and rolling it. We're snapping and rolling.
Daddy, we're going to see an infomercial on his ab roller here pretty soon. We're going to take a break. Andy Markowski going to talk a little Husker basketball with us when we come back.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Paper Jr. here. Have you always dreamed about a career in sports? Dr. Lynn Lashbrook with Sports Management Worldwide offers online training courses that launch your sports career. Sports Management Worldwide at smww.com trains people in as little as 8 weeks to be sports agents, scouts, and work in the front offices of the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and NASCAR. Call Sports Management Worldwide at 877-SMWW now. That's 877-SMWW-NOW. Call now or visit smww.com.
Quiznos presents the Prime Rib Ranchero. Slices of tender cheese.
Cheese and mayo.
The bold taste of prime rib ranchero. A sandwich this over the top deserves a commercial. This over the top.
Mmm, Quiznos, love what you eat.
At participating locations for a limited time only.
Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Crowley Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Looking for a Cummins diesel? How about this one-owner 2006 Dodge 3-quarter ton Bighorn Edition Crew Cab 4x4 with only 20,000 miles, or an extra nice 2006 Malibu LT. 34,000 miles with sunroof, spoiler, and just owned once. Call Brian or Dan at Crowley Auto Sales on East Highway 30 for the cars, trucks, and prices you want. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Hapful Funeral Home. Let our family help your family. Hapful Funeral Home. In your time of need. Hapful Funeral Home. You can depend on people who care. When you need us, we'll be there. Hapful Funeral Home.
Let our family help your family.
Serving the Grand Island and surrounding area.
Having the right business insurance is vital to any business. You don't need to be a genius to know it's always something.
The probability of an insurance claim is equal to the square root of the general liability.
Have you analyzed your insurance needs lately? Talk to us. Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
It's always something.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun across the area through the day today with a high temperature around 63. West winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of rain showers late, down to the mid-30s for a low with a light east wind up to 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Thank the Lord that break's over, because we were about ready to go to blows.
That's right. You know, just because you have brain cells that want to die today, Daddy, I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to say at all. Beautiful day out, but it's going to take a little turn here, and so we've got a little schedule change for our friends at Prairie Hills, a chance to go out there over the next couple of Saturdays.
Well, this Saturday, of course, we've been telling you about the new member open house. Free snacks, half-price drinks. Doesn't get much better than that. See the new Prairie Hills. Check out the membership options and opportunities available for you. Meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills.
They're doing that this Saturday?
That's the open house.
What time this Saturday?
That's going on from 10 in the morning until 9 at night. Just go on out and stay as long as you want. They're there for you. Curtis, Kurt, and Nick will be there. Then, next Saturday, because of the weather, we move this to back a week, the $40,000 hole-in-one contest. You can win an Acadia or 40 grand. That's not Arcadia, as you mentioned yesterday, which is lovely, by the way. That's
lovely
north of Pleasant.
Community, but they don't make cars there.
No, or $40,000. 50 non-pro, non-teaching pros will qualify for a shot at the grand prize. A $10 entry fee will allow you 3 qualifying shots. The top 50 get a chance at the hole-in-one grand prize. Mark it down. March 22nd, the hole-in-one contest, Prairie Hills Golf. Oh.
So no pros allowed, so all of us are...
We're good.
That will allow our next guest, Andy Markowski, into the... He will be able to get in. I've seen him swing a club. He swings a mean club. Nothing like the old man, but he swings a heck of a club. And Andy Markowski joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show with the Husker Sports Network to talk a little hoops. Andy, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you on the program. Big 12 men's basketball tournament gets underway tonight. But seriously, have you been on the links yet with all this beautiful weather?
I haven't. It's kind of discouraging. I was hoping this weekend would be nice to slide out, but it takes me about 2 months before I'm able to swing a club very good. So, I need to get started early here to have a chance to be a good golfer by July.
I thought discouraging would be what happens if you played golf this early.
I guess it works both ways. It's a sword's edge either way. So,
Andy, talk a little bit about Sunday's game. Who was more emotional, Alex Marek or you, when you and Kent Pavelka signed off the air?
It was my last game of the year, and it was emotional. But, man, Marek has had a great career, and I was very happy to see him go out, not only to win your final game, but to play really well. I think that was the most complete game he's played in a Husker uniform. And, you know, hopefully it starts something special for him to be in the postseason, which they haven't had much of an opportunity through his career.
A lot of people are starting to say maybe or come around or get on board with Marek here. It's all about, well, will he be drafted? Will he be playing pro ball in the NBA or going overseas? What's the latest that you've heard and your thoughts on Alex?
Well, just the guys I've talked to, even last season, coaches I know that are now NBA scouts have always said he's going to be a second-round draft pick. And it's not because he's a great player. It's the fact that he's 6'11", and there's not very many of those guys around in the country. And when you combine, he's a good locker room guy. He's an outstanding rebounder. What the stat they look at is, can you get a rebound every 4 minutes of play? And if you look at his stats or his career, he averages about a rebound every 3 minutes of play, which is an incredible stat. Rodman was one of the best in the country at 2.5 minutes for a rebound per 2.5 minutes of play. So you start looking at what he does. He makes his free throws. He's going to be an adequate post defender. And you have 13 spots, and the last thing you want to do is put your 12th and 13th guy with selfish guys that aren't good locker room guys, you know. So I think he'll get a shot in the second round, and you know, we'll see if he can hang on to a roster spot.
Andy, as you look ahead of the Big 12 tournament, first of all, Nebraska, do you like their chances against Missouri?
I do. It's going to be a tough game, and Missouri is the one team that probably has the most mid-sized athletes, the 6'5 through 6'7 players, and Nebraska struggles with those guys, not so much in half-court defense, but just the fact of rebounding, is a real issue for them at multiple spots. But they're not very disciplined. They foul a lot. They have no answer for Marek. And if you think back to the game where they came into Lincoln and beat us, Marek dominated that game until the guards forgot to throw him the ball through the last 2 minutes of regulation and then overtime. And this team is playing completely different than now. Than what they were then. So I do think they'll win in a high 60s game. It'll be a very close game.
Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talked about this. We had Sek Henry on the show earlier this week. I even asked Doc Sadler after the game in the press conference on Sunday, does it make a difference? And at that time, we weren't positive, but, of course, you filled me in afterwards that we were going to get Kansas no matter how that game came out. I asked him, does it make a difference if you go down and see Kansas in your quarterback as opposed to Texas? And, you know, for the most part, they have to play that off. But, Andy, I mean, I got to think, if you're a Husker going down in that bus yesterday, you know your fate. And if you went down with Texas in the quarterfinals, you had to have a little more optimism. Am I off base here?
No, you're right. I mean, Kansas is a different animal, and you know, having to play them in the second game after two poundings in the regular season this year and two poundings last year, that you're going to have to play awfully well. And, you know, we had good teams and played Kansas and Kansas City and got steamrolled. So not only are they really talented, you're now putting them at home, basically, in Kansas City. So I was disappointed, because I feel we can play with anybody in the conference on a neutral floor with the exception of Kansas. We just don't match up. Their perimeter's too athletic for our guards, and they don't have to double Alex inside. They have enough size to, you know, so we really have no area to generate help to create scoring opportunities. So that was unfortunate, but, you know, I think if you beat Missouri, you're looking maybe at a home NIT game, which is still a great season for the guys, and you never know. If Kansas, you know, lays an egg and you throw in 12, 13 threes, you know, basketball is a funny game. You know, it's anything can happen, but it's a long shot, that's for sure.
Andy, it looks like the Kansas and Texas are so far ahead of everybody else in the Big 12 at this point. You give anybody else an outside chance to win this Big 12 tournament?
Well, there's a kid by the name of Michael Beasley that you don't know if he's going to show up. That's the one long shot that, you know, he's good enough to score 45 against anybody in the country. And if he would happen to play and play well for three games, you know, I definitely give them a shot. But if you can contain him, you know, they're Kansas State's very beatable. So Texas and Kansas, to me, are the favorite. And putting the game in Kansas City, I think Kansas will run through it, probably double-figure wins all three games.
Andy Markowski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Husker Sports Network, and, of course, the best hire Nebraska made since Doc Sadler. Hey, Andy, we started off the show today discussing a lot of talk on national radio this week about rewarding teams for regular season conference play and, you know, keeping some of these Cinderellas out by winning their conference tournaments, which evolved into what I'll ask you next. But your thoughts, do you like the way that teams are going to the NCAA tournament, that you can win your conference tournament as a 6, 7, 8 seed and move on? Or would you like to see it somehow weighted more towards the regular season?
Well, you know, you see disappointment for teams that have great regular seasons and get beat out. But I still like the conference tournament format because the excitement that it gives kids in locker rooms, you know, if you're a 12th, 11th, 10th seed, you still have some optimism that you can put three games in a row and win.
That takes me to my next point. And I said, for all the people that feel that way, why are we playing today's games? Because, let's face it, you could go back and look at every major conference tournament and never find, and maybe once there was a 10 seed that came through and won it. And all it does, and I pointed to the women's tournament, you got the one gone, you got the two gone. Kansas beating the Nebraska women did nobody any good because then they lose by 20 yesterday. Same way by Missouri beating Oklahoma. Why don't we just do away, have the top eight teams, and if you want the 8-9 to reward the number one, fine. But all you're seeing, Providence yesterday pushing West Virginia in the Big East, now they got to come in and play a four seed. I mean, you're hurting your conference, I think, more than you're helping it by letting these 10 and 11, 12 seeds in, if they're looking to change things. Your thoughts?
Sure. No doubt. I mean, it's, you know, now West Virginia's tired today, and they'll probably end up getting beat, and, you know, maybe they get left out of the tournament with a poor showing today. So, but my opinion is, if you're good enough as a team, you're going to beat the teams necessary, and you're going to come back the next game and play well enough to win. And we all know why conference tournaments exist. It's a huge revenue builder for the conferences. They're not going away, and it's a nice opportunity for fans. And like I said, the teams that maybe had a disappointing year, you still got one last chance to try to salvage and end on a positive note. So, you can be on both sides of the fence. You can go in down there and lose, and maybe hurt your chances being an upper seed by playing an 11th or 12th seed that has nothing to lose. Or if you're good enough, you beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, you take care of them, you pad your resume even more, and you improve your seed in the NCAA tournament. I mean, in good teams, to me, the teams that lose this time of year are the teams that were flawed all season long anyway. If you're a legit NCAA tournament team, you go and you play and you beat anybody on a neutral floor that you should be better than, and you earn your way into the tournament. And I think that's the way things are set up now.
Andy Markowski joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, overall, look at the state of the Nebraska basketball program. How optimistic are you that Doc Sadler is just undoubtedly the right man for this job and doing a crazily good job down there?
Well, I think he's done an outstanding job because if you look at the talent, and the kids have gave everything they've had, so I don't want to criticize the kids, but if you look game in and game out, on who we line up and play against position by position, we're outmanned. And part of your job as a head coach is to recruit good enough kids, so that's not an issue. And I think Doc is on the right path. You know, is he going to sign five All-Americans next season? No. You know, Nebraska coaches have never been able to do that. But, you know, I think from an X's and O's standpoint, he has a system. His kids buy into his system. And I think they had six games this year where they helped teams to 16 points or less in the first half. Now, that's unheard of. I mean, that's guys that have bought into what a coach is asking them to do and go out and execute it, you know, game in and game out. So I think he's the right man for the job. I think he's become a better coach because the Big 12 has lost tremendous coaches. You know, you look at Calvin Sampson, Bob Knight, Eddie Sutton, Bob Huggins, all leaving the league in a year's time, you become a lot better coach. And those guys have been replaced with younger coaches. So I really feel he's in the top three or four coaches in the Big 12. And he has proved that this year by winning some games maybe that they weren't supposed to win. So, you know, is it going to be an NCAA tournament team every year? No, because I think that's unrealistic. But will we be back in the tournament the next couple of years? I strongly believe that.
Well, Andy, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, catching your insight. It's always a pleasure, and hopefully we'll see you in Omaha at the NCAA's next week.
Well, it'll be a good time. Thanks, guys. It's okay. A great time of the year, March Madness, so enjoy it.
Thanks, bud. Andy Markowski, yep. Husker Sports Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking Big 12 and Nebraska basketball. And he also agreed with me a lot. I like that, which is rare, by the way.
You know, interesting thought, first of all, about Alex Marich and that rebounding deal and how the NBA scouts look at that. That is pretty crazy when you think a rebound every 3 minutes. You do that over an extended period of time. I'd never heard that before.
Well, there you go, bud. 40 minutes. And, you know, that's counting time on the floor, time off the floor. So
yeah, average 10 rebounds.
Need to get 10, yeah. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and come back and wrap things up. Stay with us.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
AutoZone. When it comes to when you should change your oil, it's not how many miles you drive, it's how you drive.
Get in the zone.
At AutoZone, we know that people who drive in stop-and-go traffic or extreme temperatures need to change their oil every 3,000 miles. Now, get 5 quarts of Castrol motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian. Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield Hills, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can play them in the hall. You can listen while waiting in the mall. You can play them in the sun. Take them with you when you run. Play them in the park. It's okay to listen after dark. You can crank them in the car. Cause play on demand means they're ready whenever you are. The Doug and Daddy Show, available on podcast. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of Kearney. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to go. Just click on the Doug and Daddy podcast button and there you go.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time to get out and get some lunch, and what better place to go on this Thursday than the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. You can catch all your favorite sports on TV, and with basketball basically going noon to midnight now, or even earlier, obviously, because the Big East has Georgetown about ready to go into the halftime lead, a locker room with the big double-digit lead over Villanova, who had to play Syracuse yesterday, by the way. So they are playing on ESPN, and of course you can catch that and all your favorite sports on TVs at the Chicken Coop. There's not a bad seat in the house. Catch the great lunch special today, whether you go in and try some pizza, some wings, or the chicken tender hoagie, or the ribs, or if you go in on Fridays during Lent here, as time is winding down in Lent, they have got a variety of perfect Lenten food for you, including the fish sandwich, a breaded tilapia filet. They've got the three cheese or three pepper quesadillas, oregano veggie, or seven cheese pizza. Choose dinner menu items like the tilapia, the shrimp, the grilled salmon, which all come with two sides. You can also start your meal off right with appetizers like onion rings, cheese balls, garlic mushrooms, breaded cauliflower. Are you hungry yet, Daddy? And, of course, there are great food and drink specials every night as well. There's never a bad time to head to the Chicken Coop, which, of course, is your NCAA tournament headquarters coming up over the next 2 weeks. Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, Douglas, we were talking Big 12 basketball, obviously, with Andy Markowski in the last segment. You look overall, Michael Beasley or Tyler Hansbrough?
Beasley.
No doubt. The player
That's
of the year.
That's who I would take.
The player of the year?
Player of the year? Okay, I thought you were talking pros. Okay, picks. Player of the year. I think Hansbrough is going to get it. I think Hansbrough is going to get it. I don't know who I'd vote for because, you know, I've seen Beasley and what he did against Nebraska. And then I've seen Beasley and when he goes off for an insane amount of points. Tyler Hansbrough is the best player on the best team, at least right now in the country. And Michael Beasley is not. And I think that's what will happen. Hansbrough's been around. Beasley's a freshman. I think Hansbrough's going to win it. Should he win it? I don't know. He would probably get my vote.
Beasley physically just so far advanced for a freshman. He just does it all. I mean, it doesn't matter. He just, you know, score on, what, 6 possessions in a row versus Nebraska the first time? I mean, just back to, you know, just take over a game and dominate it. Now, Hansbrough, you go inside and battle like Hansbrough. What blue-collar effort night in, night out. And he is so absolutely incredibly strong. that it leaves you shaking your head watching both of them. Yeah, it's an interesting debate, and I think that'll be the debate as we head down the stretch for those National Player of the Year honors.
Big 12 gets underway. In fact, it's underway right now. Texas Tech is taking on Oklahoma State in the Big 12 Conference Tournament. Tech up by 2, 16-14, 8.5 to go in the first half. Then Baylor, Colorado at 2, Nebraska, Missouri at 6, and Texas A&M and Iowa State tonight at 8:30. Hastings College women take on King College of Tennessee this afternoon at 2:15. You can hear the game on our sister station, 12:30 a.m., KHAS, kicking it with Mike Will going on in Sioux City, Iowa. Best of luck there. And UNK's Amy Mathis and Drake Moronic named all North Central Regional first team. We'll talk more about that on the Doug and Daddy Show coming up tomorrow. Best of luck to the squads today. And we want to thank Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network. And, of course, Brad Hill, head baseball coach at Kansas State, for joining us today.
More March Madness talk tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.